Our first guest has finally bounced back from the cancellation of his TV show Seinfeld. Ladies and gentlemen, here he is, the very funny Jerry Seinfeld.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I totally appreciate what you're saying. I do, but the question is this. What have I been doing? Everybody says to me, hey, you don't do the show anymore. What do? I'll tell you what I do. Nothing. Yeah, I know what you're thinking. That sounds pretty good. You're thinking, I might like to do nothing myself. Well, let me tell you, doing nothing is not as easy as it looks. You have to be careful. Because the idea of doing anything, which could easily lead to doing something, that would cut into your nothing, and that would force me to have to drop everything. When you're doing nothing, people try and find little things for you to do. They think you have a lot of time. To me, the most annoying little job that people give to each other to do is, would you please say hello for me? Oh, are you going to go see Carl? Is Pam going to be there? Oh, say hello for me. Give them my best. Send them my regards. Send them my love. How about no? I'll say hello for me. And if you should ever summon the strength to get off your ass and contact somebody, that'll be your opportunity to say hello for you. Give them my best. Is this really your best? Sending your friends off on foot with these meaningless hello messages like it's ancient Greece. Hello from Dave. The worst one, you ever have somebody follow up on a hello for me? Hey, when you saw Steve, did you say hello for me like I asked you to? This is huge balls. This is colossal balls. In fact, give my regards to your balls. Because you've really got a pair. Now, of course, the fact is I have not really been doing nothing. I have a little baby. I love the baby. I can't get enough of the baby. I'm crazy about the baby. You kiss the baby. You love the baby. This is the most wonderful thing. But let us make no mistake about why these babies are here. They are here to replace us. That is what they are doing. They are cute. They are cuddly, they are sweet, and they want you out of the way. Next time you're around a baby, look in those sweet little baby eyes. You'll see one thought. Only a matter of time, my friend. Your tired old ass can't last forever. Every birthday you have is a baby off in the corner going, yeah, happy birthday. Happy birthday to you, mofo. Another piece of cake. That's a good idea. It's all babies want. Oh, am I drooling? Yeah, I'm drooling. I'm drooling over all your stuff. I'll tell you what I like about that mad cow disease. I like the fact that we're attempting to blame it on the cows. They are crazy. They're nuts. These cows are out of their minds. Of course, the cows are thinking, oh, yeah, you're drinking me, you're eating me, you're wearing me, you're sneaking up on me and tipping me over. Yeah, and I'm a little off mentally. That's why we're mad. Maybe it's a good thing. Maybe we'll eat a little less. Everyone in this room's trying to lose a little weight. Little, something. Everyone's trying to lose something, and not one of you's doing it. I'm not doing it. No one is doing it. Not one person is losing weight. Not one. Do you think that a possible explanation could be that we are still trying to find ways to stuff more cheese into a piece of pizza? We hollowed out the crust. Hollowed out the crust about 3 years ago. Now we're double layering the foundation. I understand they have a new thing coming out. They will actually bake your head right into the pizza. Pizza Hut is called Hey Pizza Face. And you wear the pizza and attempt to eat your way out of it. Too much food. Too much food. What about this commercial for a Subway sandwich with this guy, Jared? Is anyone buying this for a second? Has he supposedly lost, like, you know, 100 pounds on an all hoagie diet? Does it not boggle your mind to contemplate the insane quantities of food this disgusting human being must have been eating before? If he is now... if he is now slimming down on a strict regimen of meatball heroes. Did he have like a Duncan Hines IV in his arm, just mainlining frosting? No, we're all supportive of Jared. I'm rooting for Jared. In fact, if anybody knows Jared, please say hello for me. Excuse me?
It's so good to see
you. Do I question your techniques? Do I ask why the mouth open and the squinting? Is it that hard to press on the keys? Do I question successful techniques?
No, sir.
No.
No, sir.
We do what we do, don't we?
Thank you. And thank you for saying successful.
I didn't come here to be berated. But I'll tell you what I think. I've been reading as the weight problem in America, you read about it, they talk about it on TV. I don't believe in it. I do not believe we have a weight problem in this country until we're all physically touching each other all the time. When it gets to be that the whole nation is just a jar of olives, that's a problem. It's just, someone's got to lose some weight, I can't move. But I did see an ad for Haeger slacks. I'm not making this up. They're selling pants now, and there's a thing in the pants that you can pull, and the waistband will pop open an extra couple of inches in the middle of your meal. That is where we are at now, my friends. We cannot wait till tomorrow to put on bigger pants. I need a ripcord right now. Just, you know, let me see the dessert menu. I'm going for it. Also comes with a drag chute on the back in case you're walking by a bakery, you hit that. But food has power. We know that. We know food has power. Many times the power is based on location. Cookies, for example. You see cookies in a store window. You see them on a shelf. Harmless. Same box of cookies. I put them in your kitchen. We're talking about a whole different situation now, aren't we? Somewhere between 9:30 And 11 o'clock that night, there's a reckoning. That happens. That's why most cookies are round. It's a face-to-face confrontation. You know they're there. They know you're there. Cookie companies, they might try and make it seem like the cookies are very innocent. Well, it's just elves living in trees making. It's nothing. There's clowns on the box and multicolored balloons. Cookies should have names like Chocolate Sons of Bitches. Right? Because that's what they are. Those little vanilla bastards got me again last night. Honey, I told you to stop buying the go-to-hell wafers with the screw you cream inside. I have no chance. It's a war. It's a war between us and the cookies. Look at that box. It's like a military bunker inside there. It's like that preformed plastic barracks that the cookies live in. You slide it out. It's like a D-Day beach landing troop carrier. All the cookies, they're lined up waiting to go into combat. That's the way it is. But the rows are key. The rows of cookies keep the mayhem somewhat under control. You get to the end of a row, any half-sane person, you stop for a second, what the hell am I doing here? I was going to have a couple, I just mowed down the whole row! And now I'm thinking about going over that wall. That's the big decision. Because once you go over that first wall, you don't even see the second and third wall. You're just a convict running through a cornfield now. It's just an episode of psychotic experience. You go back in the kitchen the next morning. It's like, you know, it looks like an intersection where there was a car accident earlier in the day. Broken glass, cookie crumbs, chocolate skid marks on the napkin. The milk cartons crushed in, a totaled out rack. I was lucky to walk away from those cookies. Good thing I had my Hager safety pop open slacks. Is there going to be any let up in the Flomax ads on TV? How happy can you be about peeing? These guys in the Mustang convertibles with the big water bottles, the toasting urination, is that what we're down to now? They're deep sea fishing. I'm going to pee again after this. Coming out of these sports stadium bathrooms. We're out of the playoffs, but I had an uninterrupted stream. Sad technology out there, too. That OnStar system for your car, that's sad. OnStar satellites orbiting the Earth, the OnStar technicians with their headsets beaming signals back and forth across the galaxy, all because you can't keep from locking yourself out of your own damn car. Oh, my God. I mean, is this why we conquered space, folks? To help out all these nitwits and mall parking lots? Looking in their car window, oh, there they are. Now, forget the 2-cent wire hanger. I'll contact a zillion-dollar deep space communication center instead. Thanks to OnStar, I can continue being the scatterbrained simpleton. OnStar. They should call this service Moron Star. That's what it is. You hit the button. Yes, moron, what'd you do now? Then I crashed. Now I'm locked out and I'm trying to find a good Italian restaurant. All right, moron, take it easy. Let's just go one step at a time. Thank you very much. All right, so what I want to talk about tonight is, why are your friends so annoying? It doesn't make any sense. These are the people you have picked to be with. You're like these people, and yet everything that they do, you're never going to the right restaurant. You gotta go. It's so great restaurant. And I don't even like the great restaurants. I don't want to hear the specials. If they're special, put them on the menu. I don't want any auditioning foods. When they make the real show, then I will eat it. And they explain to you how it's made, you know, which I don't know, you know, they say cilantro and you have to pretend like, oh, wow. Yeah. Don't tell me how you made it. I can't cook. That's why I came in here. Okay. I don't care how you make it. The meal takes 2.5 hours and your ass hurts by the end of it. It's not half as good as any Pop-Tart you ever had in your life anyway. The Pop-Tart, by the way, was a moment in time when they invented, and I think Tom Brokaw tonight is going to be talking about the baby boom, and I am of that era, and when I was about 8, they invented the Pop-Tart, the back of my head blew right off. Right? Do you remember? Like, what? I was in the supermarket aisle with my mother, and I'm like, hold it, hold up, hold everything. What the hell is that? Fruit-filled frosted rectangles in a box, the same. The food is in the shape of the box. What is this? You open the box, they're not even in there. They're in packets. Remember the packets? Lined with some kind of metallic alloy from NASA. To protect them from gamma rays and Russian satellites might shoot at your brown sugar cinnamons. You had to protect the... And you open the packet. How many were in the packet? 2. Why 2? 1's not enough. 3 is too many. That's why. It was perfect. Perfect vision of the future from Kellogg's. 2 in each packet. 2 slots in the toaster. So you're 8 years old. You're like, I can do this. The toaster companies are in on it too. I never had that excitement at the grocery store. I don't want to go to the restaurants my friends want me to go. And I don't want their phone. Everybody I know wants, you should get my phone. Why don't you get that? What kind of phone do you have? This, you should have this phone. And all my pretentious show business friends with their iPhone. This, I'm so sick of this. Okay, I get it. Can you do this with your phone? No, I can't. I take my phone, I do that with it, okay? That's what I got. So my wife is on the BlackBerry now. Oh, the BlackBerry people, yes, I know you're here. Yeah. I'm surprised you're even paying attention to this. They pay attention to nothing. They walk around holding the BlackBerry. Because that is what BlackBerry commands them to do. You keep me out. I want to see what's going on. And you try and talk. You notice their eyes are just like, they're like wooden doll eyes, or they just, and they're always, you're trying to talk to them, but they're not really there. Or they do that creepy head down thing on you, uh-huh. What is that? Do we even know what rudeness is in this culture anymore? Could I just pick up a magazine, hold it in front of your face, and read it while you're talking? Is that what we're doing now? Well, anyway, so she gets the BlackBerry, she uses it in the car, he brings it in the house. The other night I found it in the bed. She was gone, me and the BlackBerry. I tried to smother it with another pillow, but it doesn't use oxygen. A couple of days later, she found it in the bottom of a bowl of yogurt. Oh, it said BlackBerry, I guess I got confused. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, guys. All right.
years I'm doing this show.
30 years! It's good to see you. Hope you're feeling good. I'm feeling good. Don't worry if you're not feeling good, because now, this five-hour energy drink. Have you seen this little bottle by the cash register? 5 hours. That's a weird amount of time. Who's working 1 to 6? I don't even know what that would feel like. I faded a little. I need 5 hours of energy right now. But I can't drink any more than this. I don't have the energy. But really, how does it work? The workday is 8 hours. That's a normal day. 8 hours, hour for lunch, now you're down to 7. So I only need 2 hours of my own natural human energy and one of these Meth Lab Hawaiian Punch Jello shots, and I guess I'm good to go. But it's always exciting to be on the big show here as we all attempt over the course of the hour to convince ourselves that our lives don't suck. That is what we're all doing here, and you'll believe that. We feel that. Tomorrow you'll be walking down the street. My life doesn't suck. I was at the Letterman show last night. But of course, the truth is that your life does pretty much suck. Everyone's life sucks. Your life sucks. My life sucks, too. I'm sure mine probably doesn't suck quite as much as yours. Still in the vast suckness. Human living, everyone's life sucks, and that's okay. Never feel bad that your life sucks. Because I think the greatest lesson you can learn in life is that sucks and great are pretty close. People want you to think these are the polar opposite ends of the spectrum. They're right there. One of the things I hate most about living in New York, as I do, is there is always some great new restaurant that people want you to go to, and they always single you out. You have to go to this restaurant. It's great. Did you like it? I didn't care for it myself, but you love it. So you go to the stupid great restaurant where everything is pan-seared or crusted and drizzled with something that's a reduction of something else. They're always drizzling in these restaurants. Why are they drizzling? They're just drizzling. Just dump it on there once in a while. Maybe if you didn't reduce it so much, you wouldn't have to drizzle it. Just once, I want to have a waiter say to me, we got some chicken, we take a can of juice. I take a screwdriver, I pop the top of the can, I dump the can on the juice. And on the chicken, it's chicken with juice dumped on it. You want that? I do want that. It's unpretentious and honest. And then the check always comes at the end of the, after the whole ordeal. It's always got to be in a book. Right? So it's like a Hogwarts book for the, it's got curly Q's and it's all embossed in gold. It's the story of the bill. Yeah, here's the story. Once upon a time, you got ripped. That's the whole story. But you walk out on the street, you go, that place wasn't great. That place sucked. The great place sucks. You go to a baseball game, you have a hot dog. The hot dog's cold. The bun's not toasted. The vendor's an ex-con in a work release program. You don't care. You're loving that hot dog every time. Does it suck? Yes. Is it great? Yes. That's how close they are. Sucks and great are the only two ratings people are even interested in anymore. No one wants to hear any other opinions. Hey, want to go see that new movie? I heard it's great. Really, I heard it sucked. But all the reviews said great. Everyone I talked to that saw it said it sucked. Oh, I can't believe it sucks. It was supposed to be great. It said starting in 5 minutes, we could have walked right in. This would have been great. I know this sucks. I say to you that sucks and great are the exact same thing. You have an ice cream cone. You're walking down the street. The ice cream falls off the top of the cone, hits the pavement, sucks. What do you say? Great.
It's great to be back on NBC. Well, it seems pretty clear at this point that the mission of the beverage industry is to come up with a drink for each individual moment of the human experience. Alcoholic coffee drinks. How rare is that set of circumstances when you need to be whatever the opposite of tired and sober is? Sometimes I want to be trashed and alert. Of course I know my car was all over the road, officer. I saw every second of it. I know I'll be filling out papers at the police station all night. Bring it on, I'm sharp as a tack. But I don't even consider coffee to be part of the beverage category. Coffee is more in the motivation, support group, liquid lifestyle experience category. You don't drink coffee. You have coffee. That's what people say. I'm not ready to go yet. Can't you see? I'm having my coffee. And people really back off when they, oh, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. Excuse me. Didn't mean to put myself on the same level as your heated up third world brown bean water. People that go into these coffee shops, they move in there. Why do they live there? They open up their laptops and their workstations. They got stackable washers and dryers. They're ordering delivery Thai food. Get your coffee, get the hell out of here. Open up a coffee shop called Beat It. Coffee comes in three sizes. Get lost, see you, and scram. Don't forget to try or hit the bricks muffins on your way out. And then, of course, at night, you see all these ads for Ambien and Lunesta, all the sleep aids. And in the commercials, they're all floating through dreamscapes, and they're got butterfly wings, and they're in their kitchen talking to hedgehogs and Lincoln. You don't think there's any possible connection between all of us drinking these giant, insane coffees all day long and then suddenly finding you need a horse sedative to get your eyelids out of your skull. Everyone's tired. I'm tired of hearing the word tired. I'm tired. You're tired. So tired. I'm beat. I'm white. I'm toasted. I'm fried. I think the reason everyone's so tired is you see the commercials for the mattress. Everyone's exhausted from resting with their sleep number bed. They're adjusting the chamber. I'm 23. I'm 45. You know, they're waiting to see how long the handprint stays in the phone. They're jumping up and down trying to knock over the red wine. Just lie down in the bed. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you. All right. Whatever. Well, where are we? Where are we at right now? And I feel where we are is it's the cell phone. That's it. When you're not home, what's on your mind? What do you care about? What are you thinking? You're thinking you want to reach down and feel that hard rectangle. That's what you're thinking. When you're on that street, you want to be juiced up and packing. The rectangle. And it feels so good in the morning when it's charged, doesn't it? And you leave it. But of course, as the day wears on, the little buildings, they go down. The last one changes color. It kind of freaks you out. What's happening? I feel tired when the cell phone's running out. I just... I don't have the same energy. I'm just trying to get to a charger. A call comes in. Listen, I don't know how much time I have left. I wish I could take back some of the things I've said. But there's too much paranoia in the phone culture that I see. This is what I see. I see caller ID, star 69, caller ID block. Who's trying to get to me without me knowing that it's them? I should be calling them without them knowing that it's me. Years ago, the phone would ring. Somebody in your house would go, I'll get it. You haven't heard that in a long time. Nobody says that anymore. Now the phone rings, people go, nobody move! Who the hell is 513? Better not be who I think it is. Star 69, that was the first feature. I remember when that came out, I thought, that seemed like a little hostile to the calling party. So somebody calls you, for whatever reason, they hang up the phone. Oh, get this guy! Well, don't let him get away with it! You hit Star 69, you get him! For what? What did they do? Nice try, creep. Oh, I know all about your little call. And 69, that's the number they picked for this thing? Can someone explain to me how that slipped through an entire organization? There's not one person working at the phone company that went to junior high school? Not one? I'm talking anybody. Anybody in this room. Imagine yourself at the phone company at that time. You hear this is what they're planning on rolling out. Don't you have to walk in that meeting room and go, are you guys kidding me? What are you doing in here? We are the phone company. We can pick any number we want. 68, 70. I can't wait to hear what you got for three-way calling. But maybe it's time to get over this idea of people being important. They don't seem important anymore. Not the way you scroll through them on your phone like a gay French king. Who pleases me today? Who shall I favor? Who shall I delete? The only way we feel important, it seems like people are important prescription drug commercials. Those people, we seem to care about those people. Something's wrong. We gotta help these people. I saw one, you see the one that ever talks about that Viagra and Cialis. I know you're familiar with it. They advertise quite heavily with their couple in the two tubs genius ad campaign. So you're having a little trouble with the sexual chemistry. What are you doing in two tubs? Who sits in two different tubs trying to get something going? Has two tubs unconnected to any plumbing of any kind. So you're hauling 5,000-pound cast iron tubs up onto a hillside to watch the sunset, and you can't figure out why you don't have any energy left for lovemaking. Of course, the announcer, they always make them say, if your erection lasts longer than 4 hours, you know, you're sitting there with the kids, oh, geez, you know. Call a doctor. Yeah, I think I knew that already. I think somewhere into hour three, I'll be making some calls to try and find out what the hell is happening to me. call a doctor. I want to know what he plans on doing about it first. Wouldn't you? Before I put on my poncho and waddle in there. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. That was very, very nice. So, what's annoying now besides everything? Here's what's annoying me. People telling me to hydrate. I don't want to hear about hydrating. You need to hydrate, Jerry. You better hydrate. You're on the plane. You're in the gym. You got to be hydrating. Make sure you're hydrating. Are you hydrating? Do you know what could happen to you if you don't hydrate? You could get dehydrated. Oh, no. Wouldn't I get thirsty first? No. According to the fitness people on TV, if you feel thirsty, you're too late. What do you mean I'm too late? What do I do? Just try and catch the pieces of your face as they dry up and crack off onto the floor. Beer is never cold enough for Americans. Every commercial, frost-brewed, cold-filtered, ice-bottled. We pack it in a glacier, put it on the back of a frozen truck driven by a polar bear. By the time it gets to you, it's 1 degree below room temperature. That's the best we could do. Why? The drink culture. Gatorade now, 3 different Gatorades is the new commercial. Gatorade series. You need 3 to survive. One to prepare, one to perform, one to recover. I just went from the fridge to the couch. How many electrolytes did I lose there? I always got stuff for us to do. I went to the movies the other day. So there's a new announcement in the movie theater mixed in with the trailers. Please pick up the garbage from around your seat after the movie. Oh, okay. Maybe I'll bring my orange jumpsuit and a wooden stick with a nail in it, too. In case I want to work my way down the highway after the credits. I'm not picking nothing up. I'm the one that threw it down. Why would I throw it down and then pick it up? There is an agreed-upon deal between us and the movie theater people, whoever the hell they are. And that deal is understood by every single person in this room. The deal is, you're ripping us off. Okay? We get it. We're fine with it. A lot of overpriced, oversized crap we shouldn't be eating to begin with. Fine. It's all fine. In exchange for that, when I'm done with something, I open my hand. Right? Let it roll down 8 rows. Not sticking my arm down into that dark, scary hole. See if I can pry out 3 goobers that have been soda welded there since the Shawshank Redemption. What have they done for us? A cup holder? That is the only feature they have added. The cup holder growing out of the armrest. Well, you're resting your arm. You certainly won't be able to hold a cup. The cup holder defines American culture at this point. We can't hold the cup. People get in the car. Where is the cup holder in this car? This is insane. We don't want to grip things. Hands-free. Everyone's looking for hands-free everything. Whenever I go on Amazon, I always set that one-click ordering, right? One click. That's it. You need me to click twice. I don't even want it anymore. I'm not clicking.
Get some wheels on the luggage. Get me a belt clip for my cell phone. Get me an earpiece, too, and not one that you take in and out. Drill it right into the side of my skull. You have a dog, and the dog, they give you a leash with this extra leash wound up inside. In case the dog pulls it, you hit the button, let the line out like he's a marlin. Nobody wants to do anything but lie in bed. Anything, if you're not in bed, it's work. Even death, people want to be in bed. I always read, he died in his deathbed. I always read that in the paper. Why would you even buy a bed like that? How are you going to start feeling better sleeping in a deathbed? Where is that section of the furniture store? These are our deathbeds over here. We also have a death side table, death reading lamp. Is that a death clock radio? Yes, but there's no snooze. Either you get up or you don't.